Blog Talk Radio.
Technical difficulties, but this is how things work. You know, you got to roll with the punches, and I can't let rehab go short just because of something I did wrong. So welcome back to rehab. If you so happen to catch part two and didn't catch part one, the topic was anger. And why are we so angry? I use my cousin as an example, and how he's such a gentle giant. But that, you know, on Saturday, was it, no, Sunday, we were hanging out and on our way to another family event, and he started yelling at his younger brother. And we all, you know, afterwards, we're all trying to figure out why he was so upset. And, you know, this is what anger is. Anger can stem from not just him being angry at his brother, but it could have been something he was already harboring inside. So I just wanted to go over the anger issue that we all have. You can't tell me that you don't have anger or you're not angry about something or something doesn't upset you. That's just not real. If you walk around here and it's all laughs and giggles and smiles, you're lying to yourself. And that's just the truth of the matter. So with anger, the question of the week is, what makes you angry? If you have so many things that make you angry and you can't pinpoint one or two things, break down those things, and they most likely will lead up to the one thing that makes you angry. For example, I sometimes have a short temper, and I admit to having a short temper. However, I don't like to stay in anger. Something might upset me, or someone might disrespect me, but once I realize it's just really not that serious, I'll come out of that anger. Before I ran into the technical difficulties from earlier, I was using an example of I was home, and it was another group family event. And my parents were in the room talking to my older cousins, and they were just talking in general about people. And he's like, yeah, you just can't get them out your house. You just can't get them out your house, is what my father said. And I blew up, and I made a scene. Like, oh, okay, you trying to get me out of here? I can leave any moment. That's not the point. The point is I had built up anger so much to the point of exploding on people that weren't even, come to find out, weren't even talking about me. So this is the point I'm trying to get to with anger. Where is it coming from? What are you doing about it? Don't tell me that you're not angry. The question is, what makes you angry? And the part two question is, what do you do to relieve that anger? I like to work out when I'm angry. That relieves anger. That relieves tension. I like to write. I like to read. Just looking at beautiful scenery. These are just examples. Listen to music. There's so many things that could bring you out of anger. Because the problem with being angry or harboring anger is that it can explode, not just in someone yelling at someone, but I hate to be morbid, but there's plenty of cases where someone just blacks out on another person without alcohol involved and ends up hurting someone. Worst case scenario, murdering someone because they're so angry. And so this is part of what rehab is all about, is figuring out what you have going on anger-wise, and we want to relieve that. We want to get rid of that. It won't happen all in one day, all in one second, all at one time. However, but it can happen with positive thinking and positive thoughts and realizing what makes you angry, pinpointing that anger, and finding ways to relieve the anger. Like I said, I personally have a short temper, but it doesn't take me long to get over things because me personally, tomorrow's another day. Another minute is another time. Another hour is another moment. So to harbor anger for something that happened 5 minutes ago is not something I like to do. Because, you, like I said, you build up that anger inside of you, and all it does is come out in a negative way. And in rehab, we're not about negativity. We're about positivity and finding ways to be positive and looking at life in a better way. With all the problems and situations and things you deal with, the last thing you want to do is harbor anger. And so I, like I said, I look for positivity in life. Because when you harbor anger, but don't get me wrong now. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with being angry. There's nothing wrong with being upset. There's nothing wrong with being mad. All these things are emotions that are normal for everyone. If you can tell me I'm happy all the time, like I said, you're lying. And if you think you're happy all the time, it's time to start to take a look in the mirror and realize what are you burying, because you do not want to bury that to the point of explosion, because it happens. I've done it before plenty of times. You need to sometimes work it out somehow, or sometimes I like to talk it out. I just like to talk it out if I feel a certain way. Even no matter how uncomfortable the situation or the conversation is, I want to talk it out to relieve it. You know how they say, get it off your chest. That's a good thing to do. Call a friend. Call a significant other. Text somebody and just go off and be honest and open, and hopefully they're listening, because that helps too. So there's plenty of ways of getting relief in the anger. And like I said, there's nothing wrong with being angry. Just don't harbor that anger and lie to yourself and act like you're not angry. Release that tension some way, somehow, without hurting people. Because a lot of times people hold in anger and they think they're not hurting others, or they think they're not angry, but they take it out by verbal abuse, by being what we call petty, or by doing things that are manipulative and sneaky. And that's ways of letting go anger out on other people that don't even deserve it. So if this is the first time listening to rehab, we have a question a week, every week. And this week is a two-part question. It was a two-part show because of technical difficulties. And the question is, what's your anger? What makes you angry? And what can you do, or what do you do, or what do you need to do to relieve that anger? So like I said, I apologize for technical difficulties, but rehab must go on because we all need rehab. So think about the anger issues. Think about how you can resolve them. And next Tuesday at 11, I'll be right here to give you more rehab so you can have even more peace.